Peace of Christ be with you. Happy Friday, Hope College, final Friday of September. Yes, we also have a number of guests looking at Hope College, thinking about whether this is be a home. We want to welcome you to our beloved campus right now. It's fantastic. If you come, you will be either odd or even. One of the two, it's a choice. I hear we have a tug of war going on this weekend. Pull hard, cheer well, encourage each other, love each other, be good to each other. Amen? Amen? All right. September 29th, it's my birthday. Did you know that? Yeah. I'm older than I was yesterday, and I'm younger than I'll be tomorrow. Think about that. I'm at that age where you start getting reflective, and this morning I just want to be a little reflective with you. I'm at that point in life where I'm at the beginning of what Richard Rohr in a book called Falling Upward calls the second half of life. He writes a little book on the spirituality of kind of two halves of life, the first half and the second half. You guys are in the first half. And the first half, says Rohr, is all about trying to establish yourself. It's about performing, achieving, climbing, getting skills, getting knowledge, getting degrees, launching out into the world and becoming who you want to be. Yours is a world where you have been immersed in the culture of meritocracy. Your identity is often valued based on how you perform, and you know it. You've been conditioned in it. You are in the first half of life, trying to get to where you want to go, and that's perfectly normal and it's right. But Rohr says it's also a trap. It can be. If you take that first half of life and never pivot to the second half of life, which is where I am. I'm at the beginning of a second half of life where Richard Rohr says that what you learn in that first half, that spirit of performance, that spirit of achievement, of climbing, of trying to establish yourself, all sets you up for a spirituality where you're not allowed to fail. You're not allowed to hurt. You're not allowed to have weakness. But by the time you get to the second half, you know that that's not true because you do fail and you do make mistakes along the way. And he says that in the second half of life, the goal is to take all that you learned in that first half and then begin to apply it in a meaningful way to the second half. That in the second half, where you're really free is to be able to walk with those in the first half and say that there's another way. And so today, I just want to speak from my heart a little bit to you. As a dad, as a pastor, of just some advice that I've learned in my journey through the first half, and as I step into the second half of life, I want to do it in a way where those things that I've learned from the first half can be a guide. And maybe they can be a guide for you. And this morning, one of the things that I've learned in the first half is the importance of choices. Your life, wherever you go, so much of your future is before you. It's unwritten. It's undefined. And that future before you, that hope out there on the horizon, to get to that place will be a series of the choices you make along the way. Big choices, like where do you go to college? And who you love and what kind of vocation you want. But then there's smaller choices, the choices that no one sees. Will I speak to that person? Will I say I'm sorry? Will I own this moment? Will I be present? The kind of individual, everyday choices, those are the things that actually are with you and that guide your life. If you're visiting, we've been working through the book of Proverbs, looking at different sayings of wisdom along the way. And Proverbs is kind of somebody in the second half of life talking to somebody in the first half of life. Somebody with some life experience talking to someone young that needs that experience. As I think about the power of choices, I think of Proverbs 11:3. The integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. Hear that again. The integrity of the upright guides them, the treacherous, or the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. This is one of the big themes in the book of Proverbs, wisdom literature, but in the whole Bible itself, the power of choice. You can go this way in life or you can go that way. In this, there is integrity or there is crookedness. You can be like a tree planted by streams of water, says Psalm 1, or you can be like chaff blowing in the wind. Jesus says it this way, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and easy is the road that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. But enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. There's a choice you can make that can lead to life or leads to destruction. And it's your choice to make. It's your choice to make. All of you are here because you made a choice to go get an education. And not just an education, but to be in a particular kind of community. You made a choice because you want to put your life on a certain kind of path that would lead to life. I guarantee you, all the money in my pocket against all the money in your pocket, that not one of you grew up, took the tests, showed up, and went through all the hoops to come to college, leave your family and your friends so that you would make decisions that would destroy you. I guarantee you, that's not one desire of someone here. And yet, sometimes, you know, I didn't want it, but what we need in this moment, says Proverbs, says Jesus, is integrity. The integrity of the upright will guide you. Integrity means wholeness, completeness. When was the last time you felt whole and complete? You are pulled in so many different directions right now. You are asked to navigate so much, and it's hard to feel whole. It's hard to feel complete. Integrity means being able to tell the truth. Integrity means being able to keep your word. Integrity means being able to walk the line, or what my grandpa used to call being a stand-up man. He would say, Trigvi, my desire for you is to be a stand-up man. What he meant was to be a man of integrity, that you can look yourself in the eye. And you can look others in the eye. A life of integrity. Proverbs says integrity will be your guide. What does a guide do? A guide keeps you from harm. A guide will help feed you. A guide will help you navigate the terrain. A guide will help you get to where you want to go. Where do you want to go in your life? And maybe the question underneath of that is, who do you want to be as you get there? Because your integrity will be a reflection of your identity. Your identity will shape your activity. If you know who you are, you know what to do. And integrity is doing what you believe is right over and over and over again when no one is looking. And my friends, I'm here to tell you that is what we need right now. We need a generation to rise up and to allow integrity to be their guide. I have never experienced a culture like this. I don't know if anyone has, where your leaders are just lying. They're not telling the truth. Spinning things this way and that. Not to get all political on all of this, but it's wrong. On the left and on the right, however you want to define that, what we need right now is leadership that's willing to tell the truth no matter what the consequences are. Integrity is what we need. And when you bump up against someone with integrity, you feel it. The kind of strength, the beauty, the peacefulness, the consistency. Integrity. Last Friday, in chapel, Matt Scogan, who is an O2 alum and a Board of Trustee member, was speaking. Wonderful chapel. If you get a chance, listen to it online. We had coffee in the morning down at the 205, and we sat down and talked about life and marriage and parenting and family and being men and the second half of life kind of stuff. You guys talk about other stuff. We talk about all these things. Matt said something that stuck in my heart like a dart. He said, you know, Trig, for a long time I was praying that I would learn how to trust God. But what I'm praying now is that I might be the kind of man God could trust with responsibilities. I prayed that I would be somebody who I could trust God. But now he's praying that I could be the kind of person God could trust. What he's saying is integrity. I want to be a person of integrity. The integrity of the upright will guide them. That integrity is a guide, but it is also a gift. Integrity, my friends, is the gift that you give yourself. It's sometimes not where you want to go. It's who you want to be as you get there, right? Integrity will allow you to become the person you want to be on the particular journey God is calling you to go to be. It is the gift you give yourself, the gift of a clean conscience, the gift of not living with regrets, the gift of being able to be consistent with what you believe to be true. But if you're anything like me, and I hope you're not, sometimes you don't always make the right decisions. Sometimes you do something you regret. It's college time for y'all. And I get that in college, this is a season of life of exploration. You're trying on new values. You're trying on new identities. You're trying on new fashions of behavior all the time, trying to figure out if the way you were raised is the way you want to live the rest of your life. And that's the way it should be. You're thinking, you're exploring, you're trying things out. But in this moment, it can be a time where you make a decision that sometimes you regret. And sometimes that regret can cause shame or embarrassment, or you wish you hadn't done that. At least that's true of me. Was true of me in college, and sometimes still true of me as I step into the second half of life. You know, the Christian faith isn't something where you ever feel like you've got this all figured out. You don't. The Christian faith is an invitation to admit that you don't, and then to trust somebody else's integrity. Because the good news is, if you're somebody who's made a choice that you wish you hadn't made, maybe already the school year, I've got good news for you. The good news is that you don't have to live with shame or embarrassment or regret anymore. Not because of any decision you have made, but because of a decision God has made for you, for me, for the whole world. God has made a decision to say yes to us in such a way that his integrity will guide us. And that yes is the person of Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, fully God and fully human. Jesus Christ is God's gracious choice for the world. Jesus is God's integrity, overwhelming us with his beauty and his truth. In Christ, God made a decision, a choice to become who we are so that we can become who he is, a child of God. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, born not of the flesh or the will of any man or blood, but of God. By putting our trust in God, turning towards God in Christ, we discover God's integrity on our behalf. And that no matter what we have done or not done, what we have said or maybe held back from saying, God invites us to trust his integrity because his integrity is what saves us. We can do the right thing over and over and over again, but that will not save you or me or the world. But the good news is you and I and the world have been saved by Jesus on the cross, who took away the sin of the world. And in his resurrection is the beginning of a new day, a new dawn, which means that no matter what regrets we might have, in Christ is a new beginning, a fresh start, because in Christ the old is gone and the new has come. Jesus is God's integrity that guides us forth into that wide open country of salvation. In Jesus, our feet find that narrow path that leads us farther up and further in to the high country of the Trinity, where the glory is thick and the air is thin, where we are intoxicated with a wonder that overwhelms. And in Jesus, we find a way, a model, a path that gives us integrity as a guide. For Jesus is not only the way, my friends, he is also the destination. This weekend, as you launch into pulling for odd or even, going to a night out, hanging with your friends, make choices. Make choices that are wise. Make choices where you will flourish. Make choices that don't lead to destruction. Let integrity be your guide, and let that guide be none other than Jesus himself. Amen? Amen. Go in peace, my friends.